Well, you know, I guess it says something like high crimes and all. I don't know how you can impeach somebody who's done a great job.
Great job.
Great job.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, August 23rd, 2018. Welcome to day 581.
Are you considering pardoning Paul Manafort?
I have great respect for what he's done in terms of what he's gone through. You know, he worked for Ronald Reagan for years. He worked for Bob Dole. He worked, I guess his firm worked for McCain. He worked for many, many people, many, many years. And I would say what he did, some of the charges they threw against him, every consultant, every lobbyist in Washington probably does.
Donald Trump would consider pardoning Paul Manafort, according to Fox News host Ainsley Earhart, who interviewed Trump. Quote, "I think he feels bad for Manafort," Ainsley said. "They were friends." Manafort was convicted this week on 8 counts of bank and tax fraud. The White House maintains that Trump is not currently looking to pardon Manafort.
Look, I didn't know Manafort well. He wasn't with the campaign long. They got him on things totally unrelated to the campaign. And by the way, they got Cohn on totally unrelated to the campaign. I'm not involved. I wasn't charged with anything.
Trump also said that flipping and cooperating with prosecutors is not fair and should almost be outlawed.
This whole thing about flipping, they call it. I know all about flipping. For 30, 40 years, I've been watching flippers. Everything's wonderful, and then they get 10 years in jail, and they flip on whoever the next highest one is, or as high as you can go. It almost ought to be outlawed. It's not fair.
Trump complained during an interview with Fox News about former confidants who testified against him to mitigate their own legal troubles.
If somebody's going to spend 5 years like Michael Cohn, or 10 years or 15 years in jail because of a taxicab industry, because he defrauded some bank, the last two were the tiny ones. You know, campaign violations are considered not a big deal, frankly. But if somebody defrauded a bank and he's going to get 10 years in jail or 20 years in jail, but if you can say something bad about Donald Trump and you'll go down to 2 years or 3 years, which is the deal he made, in all fairness to him, most people are going to do that. And I've seen it many times. I've had many friends involved in this stuff. It's called flipping, and it almost ought to be illegal.
He also attacked Jeff Sessions and the Justice Department, questioning Sessions' character and his decision to recuse himself from the Russia investigation.
Will you fire him? Will you fire Sessions?
Well, I'll tell you what. As I've said, I wanted to stay uninvolved. But when everybody sees what's going on in the Justice Department, I always put justice now with quotes, it's a very, very sad day. Jeff Sessions recused himself, which he shouldn't have done, or he should have told me. Even my enemies say that Jeff Sessions should have told you that he was going to recuse himself, and then you wouldn't have put him in. He took the job, and then he said, "I'm going to recuse myself." I said, "What kind of a man is this?"
Meanwhile, David Pecker was granted immunity by federal prosecutors for providing information about Cohen and Trump in their criminal investigation into hush money payments made to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal. The payments took place during the 2016 presidential campaign, and in exchange for immunity, Pecker, the CEO of American Media Incorporated, which publishes the National Enquirer, met with prosecutors and shared details about payments that Cohen arranged to Daniels and McDougal, including Trump's knowledge of the deals. Dylan Howard, AMI's chief content officer, is also cooperating with federal prosecutors. Together, Pecker and Howard corroborate Cohen's account, implicating Trump in a federal crime involving campaign finance violations. Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis, says there are more revelations to come, and one person close to Cohen claims that Cohen wants to tell Mueller that Trump discussed the release of Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta's emails during the weekend when the Access Hollywood grab-him-by-the-pussy tape dominated the news cycle. Late last night, Trump tweeted, "No collusion, rigged witch hunt," in all caps. It is unclear what prompted the tweet. The Associated Press reports that the National Enquirer kept a safe with documents about hush money payments and damaging stories it killed as part of its relationship with Trump. Pecker and the company's chief content officer, Dylan Howard, removed them from the safe in the weeks before Trump's inauguration, and it's unclear if the documents were destroyed or simply moved to a new location. And finally, Trump warned that the stock markets would crash and that everybody would be poor if he was impeached.
76 days away from the midterms. Hard to believe. If the Democrats take back power, do you believe they will try to impeach you?
Well, you know, I guess it says something like high crimes and all. I don't know how you can impeach somebody who's done a great job. I'll tell you what, if I ever got impeached, I think the market would crash. I think everybody would be very poor. Because without this thinking, you would see numbers that you wouldn't believe. In reverse, if Hillary Clinton got elected, instead of 4.1 up, and each point is $3.5 trillion and 10 million jobs. When I took it over, it was at 1, and it was going to be down. It was going down. I freed up. I got rid of regulations. The tax cut was a tremendous thing. But even before the tax cut, right from first day, I got rid of regulation. I approved the pipelines, 48,000 jobs, but I did a lot of things. Had Hillary and the Democrats gotten in, had she been president, you would have had negative growth.
And in the polls, The Hill and Fox News say 59% of registered voters approve of Mueller's investigation, an 11% jump since July. 37% disapprove of the investigation into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia and possible obstruction of justice charges against Trump and members of his administration. And NBC News says Democrat Beto O'Rourke trails Republican Ted Cruz by 4 percentage points. 45% of registered voters support O'Rourke, while 49% support Cruz. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Betsy DeVos is considering a plan to allow school districts to use federal funding to buy guns for teachers. The plan, if enacted, would be unprecedented and would reverse a long-standing position of the federal government that federal funding should not be used to outfit schools with weapons. 2. Trump's latest round of tariffs kicked in today, which were immediately followed by retaliatory tariffs from China. The U.S. imposed 25% tariffs on another $16 billion in Chinese goods, affecting 279 Chinese products, and China immediately responded with 25% tariffs of their own on an equal amount of American goods. 3. After claiming on Wednesday that it experienced an attack on its voter database, the DNC now says the apparent phishing attempt was a test. The DNC released a statement late Wednesday claiming that it believes the phishing attempt was part of an unauthorized test of its vote builder system by a third party. And 4. Trump asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to study South Africa's seizing land from white farmers and the large-scale killing of farmers in South Africa. The BBC found in November that there was no reliable data to suggest that farmers were at a greater risk of being murdered than the average South African, and South Africa responded and accused Trump of seeking to sow division in the country. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.
Yo, leave me a review on iTunes.